Let's talk about it. I've done it a couple times with you. How'd you guys start the chain gang? What'd you do there?
So, several years ago, actually, my father actually started this. He used to do it for Bailey's teams when he was still in high school, and that just kind of carried over. I'd fill in from time to time, and then Bailey took over when Dad quit and somehow talked me into coming back.
That's awesome, man. I mean, we constantly on the air mention when we're home, we can definitely tell a difference. And tonight, Brad's pointed out a couple times, their chain gang's trying to give us a shaft.
Yeah. Have you seen that tonight?
I have seen it a couple times, and I can't say a whole lot because not everybody's as good and talented as we are.
That's right. So I was kind of giving Josh, if you listen back to last week's game, it looked like King bailed a little early on a play. I know it gets a little fast and furious coming over there towards your way, but King bailed. Did you give him a hard time about that?
Oh, yeah. We always give Josh a hard time. He's usually one pretty quick to drop it and run.
So, being on the sideline, you get to hear all kinds of things. I've done a couple games with you guys. I probably filled in for you, I think, when you were gone. So, on the opposing sidelines, what's some of the craziest things that you've heard from other coaches?
That you can say on air, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure you hear some colorful things over there.
It's very colorful a lot of times. A lot of screaming and a lot of yelling. It's just kind of it's kind of neat to see how other coaches coach team. Bailey will get mad at me, but some of Harrison's coaches are some of the nicest and the better ones of the bunch as far as the way they go about things and treat their players and whatnot. We've had some really good teams, and we've had some really, really vocal coaches, if you will.
It's interesting to hear. I heard I heard this year at some point in time that I was talking to Bailey a little bit, and he's like, man, that was the most dysfunctional group of players and coaches and teams. And you can sometimes tell from your sideline over there of hey, this is why this team's not as impressive. They should be way better than they are, but they're not because of this, right?
Oh, exactly.
Well, I don't think anybody really understands the amount of time and effort that you guys put into that. And so talk us through the average night home game. Well, you're getting there, what, about 6, maybe a little before?
Yeah, we typically – some of us get there about an hour beforehand and just hang out and get plenty of water in us because used to we did a lot of running back in the day. Coach Arias definitely slowed that down for us, so we appreciate that. But, yeah, we'd get there at 6, just not do a whole lot. And then once the game starts, we go to work.
So it's 4 hours every home game you guys devote.
So we used to do just the JV and high school games, and now we're doing 7 through 12.
Wow.
Yeah, and we kind of jokingly give you a hard time about it, but it is a vital part of the game, and that's why we really wanted to call you up here, is to give you guys some recognition because you don't get paid for this. It is volunteer hours only, and, I mean, it is a vital part of how the game goes on Friday night. I know I've sat up there and hollered at the officials or hollered at the chain gang or hollered at those things like that, but it is what makes it a great atmosphere. It's what makes it good for opposing fans to be able to see those things. So we just wanted to give on here and give appreciation for some of the hard work that you guys do.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. We try to do what we can to help support our teams, and so we appreciate you having us on.
So let me ask you this. So your boy Peyton plays on the team. Mm-hmm. And what do you think it's going to take here to pull it off tonight?
We're just a couple big plays and turnovers.
Yep.
And we've had a couple big penalties. I think that one drive, we had 30 yards.
Yeah, 90 yards, and we gave them a third of it on penalties, yeah.
Well, just so the people listening on the radio don't think that we're crazy or we're those types of fans, how many holdings have you seen that were not called tonight?
A bunch.
Okay. It's not just us then. Everybody to understand, get a little passionate about it. Maybe we talk a little too much about it, but we're not the only ones seeing it.
No, there's been a bunch of holding tonight that, in my opinion, hadn't been called, but –
but let's be honest, if Mountain Home plays better and doesn't turn the ball over and doesn't give them the ball, then all of a sudden this game is a lot closer. We gave them a short field, we gave them some penalties, and, we're hurting ourselves a little bit on this. So, well, buddy, man, we appreciate it. We're glad you made the drive over here. Go get those fans fired up for this second half, all right?
All right, guys, appreciate it.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to send it back to Matt for the Century 21 halftime report. Century 21, your halftime report is Century 21 LEMAC Realty. They are your Twin Lakes area real estate experts looking to buy or sell. Give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at Ozarks Team a call today. The Ozarks Team at Century 21 halftime report. You're going to listen to the halftime report on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Limac Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
$1.2 billion. Imagine what you could do with that much money. Well, thanks to the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you don't have to imagine, because we can tell you exactly what's possible. You can fund more than 720,000 scholarships for Arkansas students. Scholarships that have educated teachers, nurses, engineers, welders, computer coders, and more, changing their lives and reshaping their communities in the process. So keep playing, Arkansas, and together we can imagine what happens next.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Hey. Did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
The Ozarks team at Century 21 Limac Realty Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you into the studio for the first time this evening. Right now at halftime, Mountain Home is trailing Greenbrier by a score of 21-7. As we continue along on the Ozarks team at Century 21 Limac Realty Halftime Show, let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West, we only found so far one other score at halftime. Greenwood is up on Little Rock Christian 35-24. The Bulldogs come to this game ranked 5th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, whereas the Warriors are 7th in the state overall and number 3 in Class 6A. Have not seen a score in the game between Solemn Springs and Van Buren yet, or on the game between Pulaski Academy and Lake Hamilton. The Bruins of PA are currently ranked 5th in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. On the local level, there was one final that was actually from last night as Salem shut out Quitman 51-0. The Greyhounds ended up finishing the regular season unbeaten, and they'll have, not only will they have home field advantage, they'll actually have a first-round bye in the opening round of the Class 3A state playoffs. Melbourne playing at home tonight against Atkins. I have yet to see a score update on that game this evening. Harrison is at Pea Ridge tonight. And let's see if we've got an update on that game this evening. And at the moment, we do not. Actually, I take that back. There it is. At halftime, the Goblins are leading the Blackhawks by a count of 21-0. Let's take a look at the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned. Conway, who is number 1 overall and in Class 7A, leading third-ranked Bryant by a score of 20-7. Bryant's also ranked number 2 in Class 7A. Number 2, Little Rock Parkview, who's also number 1 in Class 5A, at home tonight against Camden Fairview. And let's see, I don't believe we've seen an update on that game as of yet. No, we have not. Number 4, Fayetteville, who is also number 3 in Class 7A, leading Harbor tonight by a score of 21-14 in the second quarter. Number 6, Benton, who is also number 2 in Class 6A, playing at home tonight against Sheridan. And right now, second quarter, the Panthers leading 21-0. Number 8, Bentonville, who is also number 4 in Class 7A, made the short trip to Centerton to play number 9, Bentonville West, who is also number 5 in Class 7A. Right now, the Tigers are up on the Wolverines 42-12 in the second quarter. Number 10, Marion, who is also number 4, in Class 6A. Playing at home tonight against Little Rock Catholic, And I don't believe we've seen a score update on that game as of yet. No, we have not. I think we've already gone through all the Class 7A top five, and we've gone through all the Class 6A top five. Looking at the Class 5A top five games that I haven't yet mentioned. Right now at halftime, number two Mills is up on Valonia, 20-14. Third-ranked Valley View playing at home tonight against Batesville, and it is the Blazers up on the Pioneers, 21-3 at halftime. Number four Shiloh Christian has made the trip to Alma tonight. And let's see if we've got an update on that game this evening. We do. Saints pretty much having their way with the Airedales at halftime. They're up 51-14. Also, number five, Hot Springs, beating Hot Springs Lakeside 14-10 in the second quarter. In the Class 4A top five games, there was one neck final from last night. Number one, Warren defeated Hamburg by a score of 42-28. Tonight, second-ranked Malvern playing at number five, Arkadelphia. And let's see if we've got an update on that game as of right now. At the moment, we do not. Number three, Harding Academy, playing at home tonight against Cave City. And I don't believe I've seen an update on that game as of yet. I did just find an update on the Malvern game, the Leopards losing to the Badgers 35-28 at halftime. Also, number four, Elkins, playing at Lincoln, and is the Elks leading 21-0 in the second quarter. We're about out of time here, but I did want to let you know that Mountain View's eight-man football team is playing for the state championship at home tonight against Corning. Have not seen an update on that game as of yet. So we're going to take another break. We'll send you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Get ready for a touchdown of choices at Village Carpet Shop. Discover an extensive array of flooring options, including renowned brands like Shaw, Mannington, Mohawk, and Armstrong. Stop by and see the flooring gallery featuring the best waterproof luxury vinyl floors. Residential or commercial, they've got your flooring needs covered. Find them on Facebook or visit VillageCarpetShop.com. Village Carpet Shop. You stand on it, they stand behind it. Best wishes to the Mountain Home Bombers for a victorious 2023 football season. Let's score big, Bombers!
You're listening to the Ozarks Team of Century 21 LEMAC Realty Halftime Show. Ozarks Team of Century 21 LEMAC is your Twin Lakes area real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell, give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at Ozarks a call. Brad? Interesting. We've been watching scores around the state. What's happening?
We have scores around the state. Right now, Pulaski Academy is up 19-7 at half. That game is going in favor of the way that we need it to go. Little Rock Christian and Greenwood. This is the game of the night in 6A. 24-21 at half. That's a barn burner. That's going to be determined pretty much who's number one in the state and who's going to get the one seed throughout the 6A West.
Who was up on that one?
Little Rock Christian up 24-21.
Christian up.
Also, Van Buren's leading Siloam 22-7 at the half. That's another one of the two scenarios where Mountain Home could be out of the playoffs. Both of those are in favor of Mountain Home right now. So more than likely, this game right here is battle for fourth and fifth within the 6A West. It's a matter of if you host a playoff game or if you travel. So offense tonight, thanks to Neil Denton of Baxter Bulletin with these stats. Greenbrier has 216 yards of offense. Mountain Home has 181. Yates is 7-for-11 for 98 yards and an interception. Atkins is 4 receptions for 13 yards. Hubbard has 14 rushes for 63 yards and a touchdown. Greenbrier tonight, Kane Richardson is 7-for-11 for 103 yards on a touchdown. Couple both quarterbacks. One play. Mountain Home had over a 60-yard pass. So did Greenbrier. One big play there came from passing. He's also got 6 rushes for 26 yards, and Asan has 11 rushes for 92 yards. Mountain Home's got to do a better job of controlling the run, and he also has a touchdown. The players are starting to come back on the field right here as Mountain Home's taking the field. We still yet to see Greenbrier come out of their locker room. There's 2 minutes left on the clock. I'm assuming they're going to throw some more time back on. I always love it when the players, they just sit in there and wait and come back and try to add some more time. You know, Tobias Mountain Home, we are really generally always pretty good at halftime adjustments.
Oh, we do an excellent job of making those adjustments at halftime, and that's why I'm excited to see what they come out. But, I mean, that's your fate is 100% in your hands, and those players have to know and understand that. And we're going to need them to make some major adjustments to be able to outplay Greenbrier here in the second half.
So we are going to wait and see what they do with the clock as Greenbrier is now coming back on. Generally, we'll see 3 minutes added to the clock, but we are going to take a break. We're going to kick it back to the studio with Matt. We will be back with second half action here from Greenbrier as Mountain Home is trailing 21-7, looking for a big comeback down here in Central Arkansas. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Limac Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Limac Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Visiting with Ms. Kristen Goodwin, how would you describe the culture at Hackler? I've always heard it referred to as Happy Hackler.
Well, we are very happy at Hackler. We're very proud of the work that we do at Hackler. I think that we have outstanding students, and we have a faculty and staff that I am immensely proud to work with. They are easy to talk about. They're easy to celebrate because they want what's best for our students, and I'm very proud to be able to lead them.
Your best life begins with your healthiest life. At Baptist Health, you'll find the comprehensive care you need for every person in your family. From pediatrics to primary care to women's health, we're equipped to partner with you in every phase of your wellness journey. You'll also find Baptist Health locations and clinics across the state, ensuring we're always there for you, when and where you need us. Learn more about the state's most trusted name in healthcare, locate a clinic, find a provider, and more at baptist-health.com.
My daughter gets a cold. I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids, medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
And, oh, I got to let this beat go.
Right?
Oh, Tobias with the programming here. We're back here in Greenbrier. We're about to kick off the second half as the teams are back out. Mountain Home has got to its sideline after its warm-ups. Greenbrier has got to hit sideline. Hey, guys, if you got your rally hats, I don't know if you're on. Does the cockpit came on? Tobias has his rally hat on. I'm going to try to stay seated during this half. I'm